This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver International Airport is among the 40 airports that could see flight cuts. Now, DIA is asking the FAA for permission to pay their federal air traffic controllers directly. CPR's Molly Cruz.
Air traffic controllers have not been paid throughout the shutdown, so DIA is proposing they use airport revenue to pay air traffic controllers working there in order to avoid disruptions. They would then request a reimbursement from the federal government once the shutdown is over. The Federal Aviation Administration say they plan to reduce up to 10% of flights at high-traffic airports starting Friday. That could impact thousands of flights, particularly regional routes. Major airlines like Delta, United, and Frontier are already warning passengers of disruptions to travel. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Congressman Jason Crow says the potential for disruptions in air travel would not convince him to end the month-old shutdown. He says it's incumbent on Republicans to move to reopen the government.
Everyone's like, well, why don't Democrats work in good faith? Why don't Democrats open the government? Like, we have been. In April, we passed a CR to fund the government. The administration made promises to the Senate when they voted to do that. And look what's happened in that time. All of the reliance, all the promises have been broken. They had the chance to negotiate with us in April and in May. And in June, and in July, and in August, and in September. You get the idea.
The shutdown is the longest in U.S. history, surpassing the previous record during the first Trump administration. Attorney General Phil Weiser is directing $400,000 toward food aid in Colorado. The money comes from a recent state settlement with Dollar General for overcharging customers. It will be used to expand storage capacity and volunteer support at food banks and pantries. So far, November benefits have not been paid to the roughly 600,000 Coloradans who rely on food aid.